Section 178. Praise be thou, O Lord my God. I supplicate thee by him whom thou hast called into being, whose revelation thou hast ordained to be thine own revelation, and his concealment thine own concealment. Through his firstness thou hast confirmed thine own firstness, and through his lastness thou hast affirmed thine own lastness. Through the power of his might and the influence of his sovereignty, the mighty have apprehended thine omnipotence, and through his glory they who are endowed with authority have acknowledged thy majesty and greatness. Through his supreme ascendancy, thy transcendent sovereignty and all-encompassing dominion have been recognized, and through his will, thine own will hath been revealed. Through the light of his countenance, the splendors of thine own face have shone forth, and through his cause, thine own cause hath been made manifest. Through the generative power of his utterance, the whole earth hath been made the recipient of the wondrous signs and tokens of thy sovereignty, and the heavens have been filled with the revelations of thine incomparable majesty, and the seas have been enriched with the sacred pearls of thine omniscience and wisdom, and the trees adorned with the fruits of thy knowledge. Through him all things have sung thy praise, and all the eyes have been turned in the direction of thy mercy. Through him the faces of all have been set towards the splendors of the light of thy countenance, and the souls of all have been inclined unto the revelations of thy divine greatness. How great is thy power, how exalted thy sovereignty, how lofty thy might, how excellent thy majesty, how supreme is thy grandeur. A grandeur which he who is thy manifestation hath made known, and wherewith thou hast invested him as a sign of thy generosity and bountiful favour. I bear witness, O my God, that through him thy most resplendent signs have been uncovered, and thy mercy hath encompassed the entire creation. But for him, how could the celestial dove have uttered its songs, or the heavenly nightingale, according to the decree of God, have warbled its melody? I testify that no sooner had the first word proceeded through the potency of thy will and purpose out of his mouth, and the first call gone forth from his lips, than the whole creation was revolutionized, and all that are in the heavens and all that are on earth were stirred to the depths. Through that word, the realities of all created things were shaken, were divided, separated, scattered, combined, and reunited, disclosing in both the contingent world and the heavenly kingdom entities of a new creation, and revealing in the unseen realms the signs and tokens of thy unity and oneness. Through that call thou didst announce unto all thy servants the advent of thy most great revelation and the appearance of thy most perfect cause. No sooner had that revelation been unveiled to men's eyes than the signs of universal discord appeared among the peoples of the world, and commotion seized the dwellers of earth and heaven, and the foundations of all things were shaken. The forces of dissension were released, the meaning of the word was unfolded, and every several atom in all created things acquired its own distinct and separate character. Hell was made to blaze, and the delights of paradise were uncovered to men's eyes. Blessed is the man that turneth towards thee, And woe betide him who standeth aloof from thee, who denieth thee and repudiateth thy signs. In this revelation wherein the faces of the exponents of denial have turned black, and the faces of the exponents of truthfulness have turned white. O thou who art the possessor of all names and attributes, who holdest in thy grasp the empire of whatever hath been created in heaven and on earth. Praised be to thee, therefore, O my God, such praise as thou didst ascribe to thine own self, and which none except thee can either comprehend or reckon. Thou art he, O my Lord, who hath made known his own self unto me, at a time when thy servants have failed to recognize thee, servants who, by virtue of the ties that bind them to thee, have been ruling over all that dwell on earth, and have been vaunting themselves over its peoples. Were I, O my God, to exercise from pole to pole supreme dominion over the earth, and were I to be offered all the treasures it containeth, and were I to expend them in thy path, I would still be powerless to attain unto this station unless I were assisted and strengthened by thee. And were I to glorify thee, O my God, so long as the glory of thy majesty endureth, and the influence of thy sovereignty and power will last, such a glorification could never be compared with any of the praises which thou, as a token of thy grace, hast taught me, and wherewith thou hast bidden me to extol thy virtues. If such be the excellence of each one of the praises which thou hast taught me, how immeasurably greater must be the excellence of the station of the one who hath known thee, who hath entered thy presence, and pursued steadfastly the path of thy cause. I have clearly perceived, and I am wholly persuaded, that thou hast from everlasting been immeasurably exalted above the mention of all beings, and wilt continue unto everlasting to remain far above the conception of thy creatures. None can befittingly praise thee except thine own self, and such as are like unto thee. Thou hast verily been at all times, and wilt everlastingly continue to remain, immensely exalted beyond and above all comparison and likeness, above all imagination of parity or resemblance. Having thus recognized thee as one who is incomparable and whose nature none can possess, it becometh incontrovertibly evident that whosoever may praise thee, his praise can befit only such as are of his own nature and are subject to his own limitations, and it can in no wise adequately describe the sublimity of thy sovereignty, nor scale the heights of thy majesty and holiness. How sweet, therefore, is the praise thou givest to thine own self, and the description thou givest of thine own being. I testify, O my God, that thou hast from eternity sent down upon thy servants naught else except that which can cause them to soar up and be drawn near unto thee, and to ascend into the heaven of thy transcendent oneness. Thou hast established thy bounds among them, and ordained them to stand among thy creatures as evidences of thy justice, and as signs of thy mercy, and to be the stronghold of thy protection amongst thy people, that no man may in thy realm transgress against his neighbour. How great is the blessedness of him who, for love of thy beauty and for the sake of thy pleasure, hath curbed the desires of a corrupt inclination and observed the precepts laid down by thy most exalted pen. He, in truth, is to be numbered with them that have attained unto all good and followed the way of guidance. I beseech thee, O my Lord, by thy name through which thou hast enabled thy servants and thy people to know thee, through which thou hast drawn the hearts of those who have recognized thee towards the resplendent court of thy oneness, and the souls of thy favored ones unto the dayspring of thy unity. I beseech thee to grant that I may be assisted to observe the fast wholly for thy sake, O thou who art full of majesty and glory. Empower me then, O my God, to be reckoned among them that have clung to thy laws and precepts for the sake of thee alone, their eyes fixed on thy face. These indeed are they whose wine is all that hath proceeded out of the mouth of thy primal will, whose pure beverage is thine enthralling call, whose heavenly river is thy love, whose paradise is entrance into thy presence and reunion with thee. For thou hast been their beginning and their end, and their highest hope and their supreme desire. Blinded be the eye that gazeth on whatsoever may displease thee, and confounded be the soul that seeketh the things that are contrary to thy will. Deign, O my God, I implore thee, by thyself and by them, to accept through thy grace and thy loving kindness the works we have performed, however much they fall short of the loftiness of thy state and the sublimity of thy station. O thou who art most dear to the hearts that long for thee, and the healer of the souls that have recognized thee. Rain down, therefore, upon us from the heaven of thy mercy and the clouds of thy gracious providence, that which will cleanse us from the faintest trace of evil and corrupt desires, and will draw us nearer unto him who is the manifestation of thy most exalted and all-glorious self. Thou art verily the Lord of this world and of the next, and art powerful to do all things. Do thou bless, O Lord my God, the primal point, through whom the point of creation hath been made to revolve in both the visible and invisible worlds, whom thou hast designated as the one whereunto should return whatsoever must return unto thee, and as the revealer of whatsoever may be manifested by thee. Do thou also bless such of his letters as have not turned away from thee, who have been firmly established in thy love and clung steadfastly to thy good pleasure. Bless thou likewise, as long as thine own self endureth and thine own essence doth last, them that have suffered martyrdom in thy path. Thou art verily the ever-forgiving, the most merciful. Moreover, I beseech thee, O my God, by him whom thou hast announced unto us in all thy tablets and thy books and thy scrolls and thy scriptures, through whom the kingdom of names hath been convulsed, and all that lay hid in the breasts of them that have followed their evil and corrupt desires hath been revealed, I beseech thee to strengthen us in our love for him, to make us steadfast in his cause, to help us befriend his loved ones and challenge his enemies. Shield us then, O my God, from the mischief wrought by them that have denied thy presence and turned away from thy face, and resolved to put an end to the life of him who is the manifestation of thine own self. O my God and my Master, thou knowest how they have disgraced thy cause and dishonored thee among thy creatures, how they have joined thine enemies that they may undermine thy revelation and injure thee. Lay hold on them with the power of thy wrath and might, O my God, and expose their shameful acts and their wickedness, that whatever is hid in their breasts may be revealed unto the people that dwell within thy land. O thou who art the inflictor of trials, the fashioner of nations, and the bestower of favours. No God is there beside thee, the all-glorious, the most bountiful.